Tragos Amargos is a Paisa Music Review podcast hosted by comedian Jerry Garcia, where him and co-host Fern Rodriguez, aka El Chaton, fangirl out about their favorite Paisa music artists. Check out season one of Tragos Amargos and find episodes on Ramon Ayala, Tigres del Norte, Chente, Juan Gabriel, and more. Brought to you by Fodongo and Wet Carnitas, in collaboration with Migrito Industries. Find Tragos Amargos on all platforms. Watch the video version on youtube.com/comedian Jerry G.
Hey, we're back! Tragos Amargos podcast, a musical review, season two.
Fanboy, dude.
That's right, homie. We're getting fanboy today, dog.
Yes, sir.
We got ourselves a very special artist.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Artist. A legend.
A poet.
A poet. That's a good one, dog. Listen.
Outlaw.
Outlaw. Correct.
He's a Shakespeare.
Dog life.
Shakespeare of the streets.
El señor Chalino Sanchez. Mr. Pela Vacas himself, El Gallo de Sinaloa, El Rey del Corrido. I'm excited about this one, dog, because, you know, of course, we listen to Chalino Sanchez. Of course, we enjoy his music. Of course, we're familiar with a lot of his hits. Yeah. But there's a lot of shit behind this man that I didn't know about, that we're going to learn together here. Thanks to your research, guys.
Oh, thanks.
And my half-ass.
Thank you, Wikipedia.
And my half-ass mediocre notes here.
20 minutes ago.
Yeah. I'm excited, fool. Like I said, Chalino Sanchez is, you know, for me, he's like the Mexican Tupac, and a lot of people could maybe agree with that. He does great corridos, he's a songwriter, fool. El pinche Pelavacas. Let's get into it, fool. Let's dive into it, fool, because we got a lot of notes we want to cover. Like I mentioned, fool, like, we're very familiar with Chalino Sanchez. Of course, we all keep a lot of his tracks on our fucking shuffle, but there is a lot more to this beautiful, beautiful man. And I am truly a big fan of his and his son.
Yes.
Who a lot of people think look like me. Dude.
Wait. Stop it.
I'm serious.
People have told you that.
A lot. I got laid from 2002, 2004. Thank you to Adan Sanchez.
Rest in peace. Thank you.
During that time, I have a very similar look to him.
God. Sammy, can you put pictures?
I'm sure there's something
Adan
in the internet.
And Jerry right next to each other.
I'm sure
right
there's something in the internet. Oh, see, that's not Adan Sanchez.
Look at Jerry, what year was that?
This is 1993. Three, probably eighth grade.
Wow.
Yeah, I still keep in touch with a lot of these chicks too, right
shout
there.
Out to, shout out to all these. Hey, I know that that girl right there.
Yeah, I know that, man. They're friends.
They're still friends.
All of them happily married.
Dude, you look like the classic friend zone dude.
I was friend zone. I was friend zone from all of these chicks. So, yeah, I did. I was.
And we're still happily friends.
And I tried. Now we're Facebook friends.
This is awesome. A funny ass picture, dude. This was like around the time, no?
Yeah?
Chalino like...
This is 1993.
93?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, because Chalino died in 92. So a little after that. Yeah. But this is...
Did y'all listen to him when y'all were kind of young?
Yeah, we were 10, 12 years old when it started. It really started with Nieves de Enero was
Nieves
the song.
Nieves de Enero was his hit.
Nieves de Enero was...
Radio play all day.
Everywhere.
Radio play everywhere.
Every Grand Marquis in L.A. was playing this song. It was a very big hit. You couldn't even get away from it. And it changed the culture. There was a lot of people that were still kids within our age that were like, of course, hip-hop. And then all of a sudden this comes and changes the atmosphere for a lot of kids. That makes them feel like, oh, this is cool music that I could listen to and won't be ashamed of it in some way, you know?
Yeah, because I got to admit, bro, like, I wasn't the biggest Chalino fan in the beginning, dog. Mm-hmm. Like, it took me a while to grow into him, fool. Like, I was into hip-hop at the time, Snoop, of course, Tigres, Vicente. Like, I was that guy. I was a closet paisa. Like, I wasn't really out in the open too
Still
much.
Still a UCP?
Yeah, a UCP. And so... It took me a while to grow into him. Mm. But as I got older and listened to more of his music, and you know, obviously we're gonna talk about how great of a songwriter he was, that's what started buying me into him, man. So, let's talk a little bit more about it. What's up? When was he born?
Chalino was born in August 30th, 1960, in a little ranchito called Las Flechas. It's a little municipio of Culiacán, Sinaloa. And of course, died May 16th, 1992, at the age of 31.
Damn, young as fuck.
Crazy, right?
Okay. But the story really begins when he moves to Paramount, right?
Yes.
So because he was in Sinaloa, and like very, like a lot of Mexicans, of course, very impoverished. Look at you.
Oh yes.
Is that incorrect?
Incorrect.
Yeah. Huh? Anyways, they were really poor. Yes. Is what I'm trying to tell you. And he got himself into some problems out there, right? He was messing with the wrong people, right? He got in one small fight. His mom got scared. He said, "You're moving with your uncle
Stop
and auntie
it right
in
now.
Paramount."
Stop that to shit right now.
Oh, wow.
To Paramount.
Look at you.
Yes. Stop that.
No? I believe that's how the story went.
I like that one.
Yeah, thank you. He makes it out to Paramount for some reason.
The history of Paramount, California can be traced back to 1781. When it was identified by Mexican settlers of New Spain.
Now he's a little young thug, still trying to find his waves, hustling, always a hustler,
yes.
Still getting himself in trouble. But he realized he has a God-given gift, which is songwriting. All right, so he's a real good
storyteller.
Yes. He's a really good storyteller. The problem is that he can't sing. He's not a very good singer, dog. We all know that. But he said, fuck it, dog. I'm gonna write my songs. I'm gonna give it an old shot right here. And he did. He went all out, balls out. And I'm only clowning about his how he sounds because that was new, fool. That was a new sound.
It's just a different
that
sound.
None of us had ever heard of.
And he Correct. Knew it. It sounds like he knew
yeah,
that he
did,
wasn't
definitely
like,
knew
he owned it.
Because he always said that. He said, I don't sing, I bark, but people like it.
Yeah, that was his thing.
He's like the DMX.
DMX of Rough Rider. Rough Rider. I do remember my dad especially being like, ese wey, fale, oh, that guy's horrible. No, ese no lo po- oh, he, my dad hated Chalino Sanchez.
Who did your dad like? Hey.
This guy, my dad.
He liked the artist.
Ramon Ayala was his favorite. He loved Ramon Ayala.
Carlos y José.
Carlos y José y Cadetes. Those were his top three.
Young Money.
After that, he liked John Sebastian too.
Okay.
But after that, dude, Juan Gabriel, no. He was too much of a pause.
Oh, okay.
You know, for him. And Vicente Fernandez, he just hated
it. Like, on the opposite, he's too hard. He's too macho.
Pause. Yeah, exactly, right?
Here we go.
My dad did. He didn't like Juan Gabriel because he was too soft. And he didn't like Vicente Fernandez right here, my little man right here, for being too aggressive. He didn't like his attitude. Anyways. Okay.
We should have your dad on the show.
We should, though. Yeah. He didn't like Chalino Sanchez. He did not. I didn't like the way he sounded. Like, oh, he canta bien feo, blah, blah, blah. And a lot of people agreed with him.
A lot of people agreed with him, fool.
But you get used to it. You, honestly, it's something that you get used to, that sound, and eventually you embrace it. And at the end of the day, fool, what I'm trying to tell you is that his real skill and talent was the songwriting, fool. And I think the songwriting is what kept him relevant, and people just started, like, enjoying his music more and more, right?
Correct.
And eventually got used to that. Now, his first hit, as you mentioned, was Nieves Enero.
Yes.
Right? So now he blew up with this song. But in the meantime, he was like selling tapes out of his trunk. He was doing all the quinceañeras, los bailes, bar mitzvahs, fool. He was like everywhere,
dog. There's a lot of Jewish people out here.
Yeah. Of course.
He was a big kid with the Jews.
In Paramount, the west side of Paramount. And doing all these nightclubs are like, he was doing nightclubs everywhere. Nightclubs are not even around anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to El Parral. El Farallon, rest in peace, dog. El Farallon.
So those are just like super paisa-ass clubs or
something? Yeah, they were. Some
were.
Of them reopened in different locations, uh-huh. But where they were at before, they're not there no more.
Yeah, Farallon moved.
Yeah.
Yeah. Farallon, the original, is right there on Martin Luther King, también also,
Correct.
Which is now a high school, I believe.
Yeah.
And then Parral is an elementary school.
Interesting,
dog.
Yeah, very right there on Firestone.
And there's others.
Yeah.
And there's others.
But those are the two main ones that really, they were... considered high for those artists at that time.
Well, a lot of the YouTube videos you see Chalino in, he's at Parral.
Correct.
Parral or Farallon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the red carpet. If you see the red carpet stairs.
Yeah,
that
the steps.
Is Parral.
Yeah. I got to go there a couple times.
Okay.
I was like 18, 19. It was 18. It was all ages, to be honest with you.
It was all ages.
So I think I might have gone there when I was 17.
Mm. And you would get in because you look like Adán, right?
Because basically, this way, Adán, right this way. Señor Adán, por favor, pásale.
Ya tenemos su mesa, señor.
Yeah, so.
Con las tres muchachas que pidió.
Yes, correct. That's actually facts. Right? So he's doing his thing, bro. Singing his ass off, man. Eventually, he like blows up, but he blows up for a very particular reason, occasion, incident that happened in Coachella.
Correct.
Fernie, tell me about Coachella. Cause I knew about this, but I didn't know all the details.
So yeah, he's in a concert in Coachella. It's pretty packed night, and some dude just keeps bugging him the whole night, asking him to. I don't know if it was to play a song or whatever, but
drunk shit.
Drunk shit, pretty much. Chalino was ignoring him the whole night. And then the guy, I guess, got frustrated or something, pulls out a gun. Chalino pulls out his gun, and they start going at it.
In the club, in during the club, set.
During the set.
Holy yeah. shit, dog. Yeah. Hundreds of people in that motherfucker.
Yeah, and unfortunately, somebody did die. Somebody else got hit. Chalino got hit.
Crossfire.
Yeah, crossfire, and... Yeah.
But that brought him to like stardom because the news, the media.
It became news. It was, you know, everywhere around. Oh, there was this shootout at a club and the artist got hit and everybody started, who is it? What's his music? What, you know, remember that time? You don't have the internet. You don't have any of that stuff.
So before, you don't have metal detectors, apparently. Holy shit.
So dude, if you wanted to find out who it was.
Before Bouncers, BB.
It was, you would have to buy the music, you know? So that's how
the
you
tapes.
Found. Yeah, tapes or... Yeah.
Oh, dude, you gotta shoot someone at your show.
To get it, that,
yeah. You don't mean, huh? Damn it.
No, I think I need to get shot. It just it worries me the
I
most.
I got you. I got. There's a show tonight, right?
There's a show tonight.
Right, yeah, yeah, I got you.
Be
right.
there. Get ready.
Laugh Factory.
Take your get.
I just gotta find. Now I gotta find a gun.
Holy shit. So yeah, this blows him up. From Correct. That, the people just start like, it's on, but it's on. Correct. He starts selling out everywhere, dog.
Correct.
That's viral.
Yes, viral at that time.
What do you think the family who got, the guy who got shot, what do you think that his family thinks of Chalino?
That's crazy. I never really thought of that. Like, you know, I'm pretty sure they're not big fans.
You're kind of blowing my mind right now, dog. That was not in the notes, Sammy.
Jerry scrambling, where's my answer?
Google that shit. I mean, ChatGPT that shit.
It's not really Chalino's fault that this fucking asshole came and started trying to shoot
him. Nah, you can't blame Chalino, dog.
Yeah, because the person that actually went to the show and got killed was a fan, but at the
Wait,
same
so
time...
Wait, so were gun laws different back in, around here?
Nah, it was just more... It was before 9/11, dog.
Yeah.
Free range, bro.
So you could just walk around with it. It wasn't legal, but it wasn't like...
It's Coachella, too. There's probably no laws out there.
Probably nobody.
Coachella is just fucking flat. Ugly.
Yeah.
Shout out to Coachella. Thanks for listening.
The four people that listen to Coachella.
Yeah. Here's another thing. I think there's another breakthrough, the groundbreaking thing that he does. He starts writing corridos for specific real people.
Yes.
Some of them still alive.
Yeah.
Now, we all know about corridos, Tigres, Carlos y José.
Worse.
But for some reason, correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like a lot of those corridos, before Chalino, were like of made up people or embellished story, the truth?
Or just old stories.
Folk stories,
yeah,
right?
Folk
like Chito Cano?
Yeah. It was Chito Cano is real, but at the same time, I feel that Chito Cano's story is like somebody adds to that story.
Right.
Then they write the song and it's like already, what is it, like 6 degrees of separation.
Correct.
From that.
Yeah.
So, but I feel like Chalino was more like, hey, I want to pay you to write a song.
No, they used
about,
to hit him up.
Yes, they used to pay him to write songs.
And he started in jail, right?
Yeah. First he started out in jail. When he was in jail in TJ, he would write songs for people and were from the wrong side, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of people. And they would pay him for this kind of stuff. And he was good at it. So he felt like, hey, this is where I could go with this.
Yeah. Yeah, because a lot of the songs are literally names of fucking just random people.
Yeah.
Jorge Casares, Mario Peralta, mm-hmm. you know, like just random fucking people.
Juan Machado.
Yeah.
And like the documentary we were just watching, his wife was talking about how he would make enemies.
Okay, which is interesting. Yeah, we're watching a little song where they're saying that because he would write a song for this particular person, that particular person has enemies.
Correct.
And those enemies are not going to appreciate you glorifying this motherfucking and giving him a hit song.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, are you going to write about him? And, you know, we're supposed to be cool.
Which
or
is very interesting, bro. Yeah. Like, this is stuff that obviously I didn't really pay much attention to.
Yeah.
You don't really think about.
It was all new to everybody at that time. But at the same time, people with higher up powers feel a little bit of jealousy. Like, hey, why is he writing a song about him and not about me? Or, hey, I paid him already for a song for me. His song's better than mine or shit like that, right? So that's where he got into a lot of trouble.
And obviously, getting a corrido song is a fucking honor, bro.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
You made it, dog.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I used to party with fools back in the day in the early 2000s. Or like, there was a fool, like, I can't remember the fool's name, but there was two guys it was hermanos, they did a corrido of. And they used to play it at the club and shit, and they used to go crazy. We used to be with those guys.
Uh-huh.
We were like hanging out with those guys. And it wasn't like a hit song, but it was just a song. Yeah, and it was like a song of them.
Yeah.
And there was about them and their cars and how they would race their cars. They were like race cars. It was dope. I'm trying to draw a blank. But it was pretty cool watching those. Oh, that's the motherfucker they're talking about in the song. It's an honor, fool. And those fools, like, we're pretty, like, connected dudes and shit, you know?
Crazy.
So, but yeah, one day they'll make a corrido out of me.
That's what I was gonna ask. You could just hire someone to do it.
Really?
Yeah. Just some, like, some fucking, I bet you somewhere around here you could find.
An up-and-coming kid that you could pay $500 or write a joke about him. A little barter move with him. Tell him, hey, I write a joke about you.
There's a tattoo artist from Arizona who's a fan of mine. Cesar Garcia, in fact. Cesar Garcia. He has a corrido written about him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he has a corrido. There's a little famous singer right now going around. Mm-hmm. I forget the names. You know, there's popping one every day.
Yeah. Wrote a corrido about him.
Yeah. Se llama Impala Tumbado, the song.
Check it out.
Impala Tumbado. And yeah, I was like, get out of here. He came to a show and we were talking, we were sharing a drink. He's like, oh, yeah, bro, there's a corrido. My homie made a corrido out of me, dog, and he showed it to me. It's actually a pretty banging song.
So are
they mention him. They talk about him. He's a tattoo artist. Okay. The guy's a tattoo artist. So he goes, like, if you want the best tattoos, you go to my boy. That's and this cool. and that. He's from originally from L.A. Now he lives in Phoenix. It's like the song. And it just talks about his life a little bit. Que tiene dos hijas. He just, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, bro, that's pretty badass.
So do you think, Jerry, if you ask somebody to write a corrido about you, what would be some of the things that you would want in your corrido?
First of all, se va a llamar Papá Soltero, el corrido. El corrido del Papá Soltero.
Del gallo soltero.
Or el luchón, right? And then, so basically it's going to be about me, like, just hustling all day, full, like, trying to make it into this comedy business. Uh-huh. It's going to be about that, right? And it's going to be like...
Any inspiring artists.
Tuve muchas viejas, right? Pero no supo su esposa. Damn, imagine that. That's one of my favorite lines of any corrido. When you have, I want 30 women around me in my casket.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got a list already of who I need.
Hit him up, DM him, and he'll send you the breakdown of what he wants in his corrido.
I want 30 women around my fucking
tomb
for sure. Dog. That'll be awesome, fool. Yeah.
Too late.
Not your family, but just bitches. You know.
Just bitches. No. Family says they could go on the back somewhere. Yeah. Oh goodness. Papá Soltero, remember that show, fool? Papá Soltero, dog?
Yeah, Cesarín and everybody. Yeah.
Is that guy still with us?
I think so.
Yeah.
Watch us on YouTube, youtube.com/comedianJerryG. We got some shit we're looking at, so check us out on YouTube.
So now Cholino is finding success everywhere he goes, fool. Through songwriting, his songs are going great. Alma Enamorada, Nieves de Enero, Pelavacas, hit after hit, doing well for himself. I think a lot of it, most of it in this side of town, right? He's not really crossing over.
No, it's really a regional thing.
It's regional thing.
Yeah. It's very much here and in Sinaloa.
Sinaloa también?
Yeah.
Okay, Sinaloa all right, I'll give you that.
Because that's where the last concert was.
You know,
let's fact check that later.
Well, I don't believe that fool. But I'll tell him that I believe him. Anyways,
that's why he was so dope. Because he slung his own shit and didn't give a fuck about getting on the radio.
Yeah, fool.
And he was just like hood famous.
I did hear he signed a horrible contract though, fool.
That's
like,
right.
He got his ass robbed. Yeah, fool. Yeah. That was one of YouTube clips. Anyways, so he's doing his thing, right? But of course, with all this new fame comes haters, dog, and death threats, fool. Unfortunately. So we all know the story. This is the story. We got to get into this before we move on to his music and the top five. Let's get into what happened and how a lot of people apparently think was his last few days of life, right?
Yeah.
So apparently he was at this concert, which was in Sinaloa. Yeah. So he goes performing in Sinaloa, doing his thing, and there's a famous YouTube clip, TikTok, they're out there. Just search Death Threat Chalino Sanchez. It'll pop up.
Yeah.
Death Note. Death Note Chalino Sanchez. Apparently a notice passed to him, we're playing it right now. A notice passed to him while he's singing on stage. He reads his notes, and he looks concerned. He does look a little worried. Right? Reads the note, puts it back, continues to sing. All right? Here's the thing. All right, I get it. He does pass away a few days later.
The next day. They find him dead the next day.
Okay, well, yeesh. Because I'm going to try and push back here a little bit. because if we've all been to a lot of concerts, ladies and gentlemen, Mexican concerts, this happens all the time, right? Where notes are passed up to the singers.
Yeah.
Right? For a shout out,
request.
For a song request, doc. So I always took this clip as, fool, what if it was just a regular note? Doc, sing this song. Or what if it was just a note from his wife, like, you motherfucker left the toilet seat up again. You know, I don't know. There's a lot of concern. There is concern in his face, doc, there is. But for me, sometimes I feel it could be coincidental.
Yeah.
Right? Ooh. Coincidental. Like, dude, we practiced that shit like 3 times, fool. So we got it right. Coincidental, dog.
You pretty much got it this time. That's
just for what I feel, dog. Obviously, it's an urban legend. People want to believe what they believe. And it could be right, dog. But my pushback is that no one ever actually saw that note. No one actually read that note. There is no note, fool. Apparently, he crumbled it up and threw it away. Mm-hmm. That note was if that note would ever be found, dog, that'd be fucking crazy. Sick, fool.
Yeah.
That note was never found, which is why I tend to push back a little bit, dog. He continued the concert. He kept singing. But they're saying that supposedly that note said, if you keep singing, we're going to kill your fucking ass. Sucks, right? Because he does pass away the next day, fool. Okay. So, but that could have just been a coincidence. Again, I'm not going to push back too hard because I also do want to believe that note was real.
But it leaves a mystery.
It just leaves that mystery. It leaves a door open for questioning, dog. And that's all I'm doing, fool. I'm just questioning a little bit of the truthfulness of this, right? Nobody knows what happened. Apparently, he got into a cop car, right? And they convinced him that the chief wanted to see him or some shit. And we never saw him again, fool. It was just like, Sinaloa passes away at the age of 31. And just leaving all this great music, fool. And I think it's time. That's a great setup for our top five. let's start with Los Chismes.
All right, Jerry. Do you want to do your top five?
Let's do my top five, fool. Fuck it. Let me see here, dog. All right, let me see. Let me look it up, fool. My top five. Here we go. Chalino Sanchez, my top five. I really enjoy his corridos more than his other music, regular music, ballads. Jorge Casares.
What?
Okay. Jorge Casares. Gallo de Sinaloa. Nice. Mario Peralta. Nice. Love those three fucking corridos. And after that, of course, I want to throw in Nieves Enero only because we got to talk about it.
Yes.
Hey, Alma Enamorada is a dope song, fool. Tiene otro amor o tiene otro cariño. You would think I could sing like Chalino because of my awesome singing skills.
Yes.
You sound more like the Michael El Gallo Sanchez, dude.
Have you heard that guy?
No, I'm not, fool. I hear about this guy. Seriously. I might have run across him, but I don't remember him.
Oh, my God. This guy's bad. He's a young kid.
Oh, and he's being serious or he's been doing parodies?
Yes. No, well, he does little shows. He does...
Let me play it real quick.
Yeah, please find it because it's...
Because you guys were talking about him like it's a joke.
Yeah, well, he is.
But he's serious. And he has like a... The one thing I will say is that he is a dope-ass accordion player.
Really?
Like he can rip on the accordion, but he's... His voice sounds fucking crazy. He's like he's a meme, but he has like legit musicians play with him. Like,
well, he has the last name Sanchez. Any relation?
I don't think so.
I never really did my research on this kid.
Yeah. Okay. You like a TikTok guy?
Yeah, watch. That's that right here. Ay, ya dijo, compa. Como chingados que no. He kind of looks like him.
A little bit, yeah, he does.
And that's as far as it goes.
Yeesh.
Jerry.
Yeesh, like a chipmunk, fool. Look at that. Yeah, bro, I don't know, fool.
This is bad.
I like it, dude.
See, even the other guy's better.
But the guy's just clout chasing. Huh?
This guy's, the kid is like a meme. Yeah. It's like it, but he posts like with hot chicks, like singing to them.
Well,
like,
because he has a following.
Yeah, of course. Well,
yeah.
Jeez. All right.
Oh my God.
He's literally doing an impression of Chalino Sanchez, dog. And people are okay with this, though? Especially when he's not doing such a good job?
He's just saying, I think he said sort of like, I like what I do. I know I don't sound great or whatever. He plays along with it. That's what I've heard, and it's like, how could you hate
anything, anything for clout, right? Anything for clout. Look at us with Tragos Amargos Pacas.
Yeah. We're chasing. What do you think we came season two?
So that was your top five. My bad, I interrupted. But
top five, baby. Jorge Casares, Gallo de Sinaloa, Nieves de Enero, Alma Enamorada, and Mario Peralta.
Nice.
We'll talk a little bit about these songs, fool.
What about you, Fern? What's...
Let me see. I have Los Hermanos Mata, Los Chismes, El Crimen de Culiacán, Ya Después de Muerto, y Juan Ayón. Those are my five. You know what? Can you put Los Hermanos Mata for me? That's my shit right there.
These are all classics. You've all heard these songs.
So this one is pretty much a story about two brothers, right? They're from, I believe, Michoacan or something. And the brother, one of the brothers shoots one of the other brother's animals because he got into his field. And the other brother came to, reclamarle and tell him, hey, what the fuck? Why are you killing my animal? Why'd you kill him? And then the brother, the one that shot the animal, shoots the other brother. And then, well, let me see the names are Jorge and Pedro, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Of course.
And
Always.
Jorge is the one that shoots Pedro. And then Pedro's like, why'd you shoot me? And then when Pedro's about to die, Pedro pulls out his gun and shoots Jorge in between the forehead.
Oh, he's still a good shot.
So you shot him right in the forehead, and they both die.
It's like a story out of the Bible or something.
Yeah, it does sound like
it's crazy.
You can read on Jobs 3:14.
this one's actually, they've made a movie out of this song.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, and both brothers die, obviously.
Spoiler alert.
And then,
God
and
damn
then
it, Fern. Day,
2 days later, their mom dies. Because she's so heartbroken.
From the heartbroken.
Heartbroken, mm-hmm. Correct.
I'm seeing this album right here on the YouTube that you put up. I like it's a bunch of random names like Juan Machado, Juan Ayon, Martin Felix, Rodolfo Garza, Manuel Peña, Hermanos. This sounds like a tenants roll call at East LA College.
Dude, his suit is...
Right? Do it like, go, Juan Ayon, presente! Martin Felix here. Rodolfo Garza, he not here, teacher. He dropped the class.
Juan
he
Ayon.
Got humanities. He transferred to humanities. Manuel Peinado, teacher, he's not here today. He's sick. His car not working. Come on, Doug. Come on. If that's not a TikTok, don't put that right now. But if that's not a TikTok, I don't know what it is. All right.
I'll tell you right now that it's not.
Next.
Try again. Oh, dude, his suit right here is pimp as fuck.
Look at the chair they got him sitting on, fool, and everything, dog.
Yeah, I think this is the one where the album where everybody calls it the chair album. The chair album because of this. They go.
What about the one where he's cleaning his gun in the kitchen table? He's literally like in a kitchen table for cleaning the house. That look like a tortilleria right like next door. That little fucking tortilla shit. Anyways, Chalino Sanchez, dog.
You pick one, Jerry.
All right, Chalino Sanchez. All right, let's go with a happy song, Alma Enamorada. Tengo el alma enamorada, no más de pensar en tu amor.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. There you go, everybody, sing along.
Everybody skip ahead like 30 seconds. Listen to me. Listen to me right now. Skip ahead 1 minute, please. I beg you.
Tengo alma enamorada, no más de pensar, corazón. De soñarme noche a noche, dueño de tu amor. Tengo el alma enamorada, muy enamorada, mi bien. Si me das toda tu vida, yo te la doy también.
This is the part right here.
Here we go. Now we're going to translate it.
Skip ahead, right. Please. I beg you.
I'm very much in love with all my heart. I dream of you night after night because you are my heart. If you give me your whole life, I'll probably give you mine too.
Pretty good.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. Yo no sé si tú supieras, pero que te quiero esperar. Me vas a matar.
Please.
My dyslexia kicked in. My dyslexia kicked in and I couldn't follow along. All right, moving on. You know what? One song we didn't talk about much is the Baraja de Oro way.
Baraja de Oro.
Who is he? The original singer? No, right? Ramon Ayala.
Relámpagos played it too.
Correct. Which is Ramon Ayala originally singing that song. Yeah. And he does a really good job with this song.
Oh yeah. And I think a lot of people within this generation, like our generation, know it from Chalino and not from Ramon Ayala.
Correct. Bro.
Yeah. Because I remember when we were doing our research for Ramon Ayala. My girl was telling me, like, oh, that's a Chalino song.
Wait,
that's fucking Ramon Ayala. She's like, no. Chalino wrote that song or sang that song. And I was like, ah, okay. So they relate with this version more than...
You're like, we're splitting up right now.
It's over.
I can't believe you just said
Voy a jugar un albur. con una baraja de oro que si lo gano ya estuvo y si lo pierdo ni modo porque yo soy de los hombres que cuando pierdo no lloro. This song actually did teach me about gambling. You know, I like to dabble in a little bit of gambling.
Gambling.
And you know, this song, after hearing this song back when I was a kid, it teaches you right there, dog. If you're gonna gamble in anything, love, you know, Raiders. If you're gonna lose, dog, you can't be a bitch about it. You can't be a bitch about it. And I think that's what the song kind of means, dog.
Correct.
It tells you about that. I'm gonna gamble on love.
Yeah.
But I have to be ready to lose. Mm-hmm. And if I lose, I'm not gonna cry about it, fool. Yeah. But I'm gonna put myself out there. I'm gonna open up my heart. I'm gonna let love come in me. Yeah. Hopefully, you know.
And when a dude comes on a horse, you're gonna say, "Hey, I got here first."
Correct. Yeah. Okay. I said, "Well, we're gonna do paper, scissors, rock or some shit." Huh?
Yeah. I was telling y'all this song's kind of confusing to me. I don't understand the exact point. I think he was right. He's saying he's trying to gamble with love.
Yeah. He's gonna. It's metaphorically speaking of love and also cards. How women are cards. And how when you play cards, you have to know when to hold, like that Kenny Rogers song.
When to hold them, when to fold them. Yeah, basically the old thing.
So when you ever let a girl go.
It is like a Kenny Rogers song.
Huh?
It is like a Kenny Rogers song.
Yeah, it is a Kenny Rogers song.
Yeah. The part that throws me off a little bit is just cuando llega a su casa con la camisa de fuera, which obviously means that he lost everything. But does that mean he's going home to his wife?
That's what I was like. You like went out right? Played for love and then you got home. Ah, I'm stuck with you now.
it's the old hacky joke about like, you were hooked up with a girl so hot, you get home and you want to tell your wife about it.
We should watch the Lupillo and I don't understand. Lupillo like forced, he forced a duet.
Yeah, so check it out. During that time, once Chalino died, everybody started forcing a duet with him, you know, like there was a lot. There was a Cornelio version, like a hologram.
There was
a Cornelio Reyna version with Chalino.
Correct.
And this is one of those two. But what's funny is there's a video, and I think, that's the one you're talking about. They put a guy dressed as Chalino, but it's just his back. They never show his face, right? And Lupillo Rivera obviously is doing playing cards with him, and Lupillo does his thing, right? Like his little hiccups and all that.
Which is pretty annoying, dog.
That was his little thing. That was his thing, you know, to act, or I mean, sing like he's drunk or something. But this video is very funny.
The problem is that the technology wasn't there yet.
It just wasn't.
We weren't ready for it.
The hologram wasn't ready yet.
But I get the effort, but I think it was a cash grab a lot of times too. It was just literally a crack. But I was a sucker that would buy these songs, fool.
Yeah.
Like I was a Cornelio Reyna. I want to hear Cornelio Reyna with fucking Chalino or whatever the fuck. So, yeah, like I was that guy. I gotta admit. Now, this is not a Lupillo episode, fool, but something about Lupillo at that time. I don't want to be that cool guy that I thought was too cool, but I never bought into that act, bro. Like, I really didn't like that. Now, I give him props. The motherfucker sold out everywhere. Very successful, fool.
Yeah.
He's a good artist, fool. Because he is a good artist, fool. But that little stick of him drunk all the time, it didn't rub me off the right way because he just didn't look drunk.
Let me
drunk
rub you
to
off
me.
The right way, dude.
It didn't rub me off
pause.
The right way.
And pause.
Yeah. Yeah. But I give him his props. Lupillo is a G. We may even do an episode one day of him. Who knows?
Yeah.
Down the line.
Could be.
Season six. Like we're not.
Season six, you know.
What's we're running out.
Yeah, it was sort of fucking right next
we're
to
Pete. We're rolling the dice to find out an artist.
yeah, we'll do an, I was trying to think of another artist and shit that we could do with him. But anyways.
What's another song? Let's do like one or two more.
You want to do Los Chismes?
Yes,
you might Chismes as well. Is funny. That's a funny
Chismes
song.
Chismes is a good song.
That's a funny song, yeah.
I'll get the. Is there? I don't think there's a video for this one.
No.
Okay.
No, because they're bashing women.
Not really.
He's backing up his girl.
So what happens with this song is pretty much like he opens up his mouth. He says that he's gonna get married,
then
and the people start
haters.
Questioning who's the person you're gonna marry.
It's Mexican people. They're nosy. Right. They want to know everything.
So once they find out who it is, they pretty much tell them like, "Oh, don't marry her because she's too skinny, because she's too dark, because what else?
Ciega. She's blind.
She's blind. She's blind. And Chalino pretty much, well, the song says that, you know, he has an answer for each thing. Like, if he wanted it, why she's, because she's too skinny.
That's not why I'm marrying you.
Yeah,
marrying you for love. Not because you're blind. Not because you're dark as a freaking night.
Dark as Jerry G.
Yeah, like as Jerry G. And
I didn't want to say that, but... Which one was the first one?
And he did.
He said that she's blind. He's like, I'm not looking for you to be like a sniper or anything.
Yeah,
like that.
I don't need a sniper.
I don't need a shooter.
Yeah.
That's tight. That's a good one.
Yeah, Franco Tirador.
Tirar
al blanco, yeah.
Yeah, tirar al blanco. That one's a funny one, too.
We should talk about how he had a wife for his whole adult life.
Why are we going to bring a wife for it, fool? Yeah. No, he did, man. He actually did have a wife, happily married, had two kids, man. Obviously, we all know about Adan Sanchez, who we do want to talk about a little bit. I was an Adan Sanchez fan. I was behind that bandwagon.
We
were close in age.
Yeah.
So it was during my time. I was in my early 20s. He was in his early
20s. Yeah.
Unfortunately, he passes away at a very early age, dog. You want to look that up.
It's like 19, I think.
Car accident, not wearing his seatbelt, apparently, fool.
Yeah, he died in 2004.
Yeah, fool, and a young kid, man. He was only like 24, maybe? No, 20?
20.
21, dog?
20. If it was 2004, he was born in 84.
Yeah, bro, he was born in 84, man. Oh, really young, bro. I thought it was actually a little older than that. But yeah, I do kid around and stuff. But yeah, that guy, I was buying into his shit. I really liked his music.
He died at 19, bro.
He didn't have a great voice. But again, I just love this delivery. I love what he was representing for. And
I love Jerry G compliments.
His backhand.
Yeah, it's always backhand. Because he's not a good singer, dog. He was growing into one.
I mean, I kind of just... He was growing into one. Fair enough. Okay. Fair. All right, Jerry.
And then he knew that he's not his father. But he was carrying his father's name, of course. But he knew he wasn't his father. So he was kind of trying to do his own thing at the same time. I think he had a great future ahead of him, unfortunately, dog. So that's what I'm trying to say, dog.
Hits. He did have good hits.
Yeah.
Nadie Se Eterno is a really fucking
great
banger.
Song, fool.
Great song.
For his,
and it's pretty much like saying, like, nobody's eternal, and look what happens to him. Like, it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
And I had never seen the live footage. There's like hella people, and he's playing to like
big ass
crowd.
He had a big
crowd.
Concert. I think it was in the Kodak Theater in
It must have been
in Hollywood.
Life.
Yeah. That was the big
concert.
Oh,
Kodak Theater in Hollywood.
Kodak Theater. We saw the one where he was with Lupillo, but that was Lupillo's concert at Microsoft.
Yeah, he popped in.
Yeah, he did a little spot for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, dude, we got to do Aquid, bro. When are we going to do Aquid?
God damn it.
That's the same season. We're going to do Lupillo. Lupillo and Aquid on the same season, okay?
Coming season 6.
I hope not.
I'm a big Aquid fan,
though. I hope not.
Oh! Yeah, a veces la raza se pasa hablando que
you know this song, huh?
I think so, yeah. I haven't heard it in a long time, that's why. It's been a minute.
Jerry.
Vergarcitos, I love that. Vergarcitos.
Damn, this shit has 40 million views.
What?
Let's go, Jerry.
What song is that one?
Es Mi Gusto.
Es Mi Gusto, yeah, it's a jam, fool. Hold on, I got this. Here you go.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Once again, listeners, I'm so sorry.
Hola, ver que me he visto. El modo que camino. El gusto que yo tengo de cerveza y no de vino. Me pasa criticando a quien miro y con quien ando. Que anoche me llamaron, la jura me anda buscando. Que me la paso en la calle. Que por eso mismo no encuentro jale. Ah, qué cabrones. No deja vivir a gusto. El día que me muera, les voy a sacar un susto. Pero en ese otro hoyo, si quieren preguntar, ¿quién chingados dio permiso de mi vida a criticar? Soy el único, original en este mundo. Un poco orgullo y pensamiento profundo. En este caso, les traigo un platico. Porque la vida, cabrón, no se vive en la normal. Fuck yeah, bro. Banger, dog.
Stop, please.
Hey, what's the song is that the one that Adan Sanchez comes on?
I don't know, dude. I've never listened to
it. Oh, there's a song that Adan Sanchez, does a song with these fools. That's
really?
A dope fucking song, bro.
It's just not my thing.
But Aquid y Adan Sanchez. It's actually a banger, bro. A pesar de todo, wait. Adan Sanchez. It's Aquid featuring Adan Sanchez. And this is, I think he was still alive when he recorded with them.
Yeah,
I think I'm saying they didn't put this after.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe they did, actually. Who knows?
Is this it?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, you know what? Let me do this shit right, though. Let me do this shit
right.
Wait,
what is this?
Oh, fuck. I gotta get into my...
Is this Aquid mode?
I gotta get into my Aquid. Full Aquid mode right now, bro. Look at this.
This sounds like
I'm putting on my gloves.
No, 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 no.
Cada mentira, cada vez que fuiste mía, es un sentimiento y no lo niego. Que todo fue un juego, no puedo cambiar mi sueño. Quisiera verte como me dolió perderte. Pensar en vida, vida contigo hasta la muerte. Aunque soy... ni mil caricias lograron detenerte. Y sin embargo, sigues siendo la primera. Nunca te olvidaré, te juro, aunque me muera. Oh. Bro, look, look at the lyrics, dog. And look at Adan Sanchez, fool. He comes in right here, fool. Look at that. That's Adan Sanchez right there, fool. Is that the video?
He might have been.
Todavía pienso en ti.
He looks and sounds like him. Look at that.
Fool. I should play him in a movie. That's what I should do.
You might have gotten a little too old for that, unfortunately.
Do they have gloves on right there? No, they don't.
Oh, they don't. Mario's getting hot with his gloves.
Okay, so I had definitely had no idea Adan Sanchez and Aquid made a song. But so thank you for that, Jerry.
Yes. Yeah.
That's pretty dope.
Awesome.
The Aquid's from L.A.? They're from...
They are from L.A. I've actually met them. I've hung out with them
here
and
we
stuff.
Go.
I met them one time. I forgot who knew them. And they invited me to their little single release party. Mm. And we're hanging out, have some drinks together and shit. But and then I seen them at the airport a couple of times. I'm the only one that goes crazy for them.
Goes wild. Jerry looks around.
Oh my God, Aquid! Guys, it's Aquid! And people are like, what? I'm late for my flight.
Oh God.
All right, let's wrap this up, fool.
Okay.
Yeah. I like this. This was good.
That was good. Okay.
Any final thoughts, guys?
Final thoughts, man. Chalino is a GOAT, bro. Deserves his flowers every day, fool. Enjoy his music. I know it's not for everybody, and it's not. It's super paisa shit, dog. That was the era during the fucking paisa gangs, too, right?
Yeah.
So he did a lot of that. But he also, you can say what you say, but he actually inspired a whole like list of other singers.
Yeah.
Shout outs to Elas de Sinaloa. No, Elas de la Sierra.
Elas de la Sierra.
Yeah. Gavilancillo, yeah. Of course, Saul Viera.
Yeah.
Jorge Gamboa.
Yep.
Original de la Sierra.
Original.
That guy from South Central. Mm-hmm. They're still around, bro.
Yeah.
They still like do little concerts here and there. For I was a big fan of Jorge Gamboa.
You know that El Original de la Sierra is his record label, is the one that signed Peso Pluma.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's still around.
He's still around.
There.
Yeah.
He's still there. He's doing his thing.
¿Qué te voy a decir, güey? They're all dope. They're very similar to Chalino. They sing some of his songs, and they obviously have originals as well. Look them up, fool. I think you'll enjoy it, man. I really enjoyed Jorge Gamboa. Jorge Gamboa lived in HP.
Correct.
In apartments.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't know where.
You know where? Next to Kelby.
Really?
Yes, those apartments. So,
shout out Kelby.
Yes, shout out
Jorge Gamboa.
Yeah, fool, he lived in those apartments.
Right there, close to HP.
Yeah, Apomeño. Remember Apomeño?
Yeah.
There's an Apomeño, who I was a big fan as well.
Apomeño.
I remember Apomeño had one of those car washes when they come to you.
Mobile
car washes.
What mobile details.
Yeah.
This dude looks like Persian or something.
Yeah, a lot of them do, though. Oh. Elas de la Sierra, he got himself in some trouble with some...
With the law or with the people?
With the people.
With the people, yeah.
They were following him for a little bit. He was missing. Yeah.
Look, he's wearing flip-flops in this photo.
Who are the guys, Jerry? The ones that sing, Chevrolet 4x4?
Oh, yeah! Fool, las voces del rancho.
No, that's not voces del rancho. There's some two guys. It's Martin Castillo.
Las Aces de Sinaloa,
no,
compa. I love Las Aces de Sinaloa. Los Aces de Sinaloa. And shout outs to Bell High School's very own Las Voces del Rancho. Dog. I'm a big fan of those guys. They were on a parade when I did the HP parade, when I was Grand Marshal of the Huntington Park Parade.
What?
Prison Parade.
Shut up.
2019
Grand Marshal.
Los Voces del Rancho were also on that same parade. Got to hang out, took a picture with them and shit.
That's cool.
Yeah, fool. Say what's up, you know. Hey, shout outs. I did their... They went to Bell High School and they graduated a year earlier than us. I was 96. I mean, 97.
Uh-huh.
They were 96. And I performed in their 20-year reunion, whatever it was. 25-year reunion. Yeah, I know. I performed in a reunion, but they didn't make it. They weren't there, but they sent a video and shit. There was a video shout out.
Wow.
Yeah. Bell High School reunion, I performed.
Oh, the reunion. Okay, I thought it was like they're 25 as in artists. I was like,
No, 25.
Why wouldn't they go to their own show?
No, the 25 high school reunion.
The high school reunion.
That guy looks like Chalino Sanchez, one of them, El Flaquito.
Mm.
They're good, man. They're good. A lot of great talent out there, man.
Yeah.
A lot of great talent. All right, I think that's it, man. Yeah. Anything else?
I think that's good.
Questions, concerns, comments, feedback?
I know we left a lot of stuff open, but that's for you guys to try to, you know, do your own research.
Yeah.
We're the ones that get the ball rolling for you to go listen to this stuff by yourselves or just start it for you, you know?
Yes, sir.
So hope you enjoyed this. And
thanks for listening, motherfuckers.
Peace. Thank you. Thank you for supporting Tragos Amargos podcast. Folks, just like that, episode 3 comes to a close. Rest in peace, Mr. Chalino Sanchez. Rest in peace, his young son, Adán Sanchez. Super sad. Luckily, we do have a Jerry Garcia in the world to maybe take that place of Adán, keep his spirit alive, because he kind of looks like him, I guess. Shout out Paramount. Shout out Huntington Park. Shout out Bell was referenced in this episode. Shout out Cudahy. I'm from Texas, folks. I've spent some time in Los Angeles with Jerry and Fern. I know some other people out there. So I don't claim any of these neighborhoods. I'm not gang affiliated. We are just documenting the cultural scenes there from week to week. Like I've been saying the last 2 weeks, please like, share, comment, engage with our content in whichever way you want to. Look, I understand, folks. All right, you may be a fan of Jerry, a genuine fan of Jerry Garcia, a genuine fan of Tragos Amargos, but you don't want to share our stuff to your page. I totally get it. Maybe you're like a gym rat. Maybe you're like a faith-based, like Catholic influencer. Maybe you're just like a hot chick with a fat ass and you don't want Jerry's ugly mug all up in your aesthetics. I totally get it. But you can like, you can comment, just any way that you choose to do it, we would really appreciate it. Other than that, let me see. I will add the link to the documentary that we referenced. I'm sure some of y'all have seen it. Nunca Tuvo Miedo. It's a Chalino Sanchez documentary. Like his widow, his daughter, a bunch of musicians that he played with. Basically like experts, primary sources that know what the fuck they're talking about Chalino, which is a little different than our podcast. the other thing that we did not reference that we forgot to bring up is the popular podcast on Chalino called Ídolo, Ballad of Chalino Sanchez. The host, I believe, is like a legit journalist. It's Eric Galindo. Shout out to that guy. It's like a really well-made podcast. It's very academic, you know, very well-funded. No big deal. So definitely make sure to check out that. I guess the last thing I'll say is that I want to give a shout out to this song, Playing Underneath My Voice. Like with all the music in these episodes, we don't know what the fuck we're doing. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know if we're going to get in trouble. We're operating under the impression that all these episodes are basically going to get copywritten at one point and they'll be deleted. But we do it for the love, folks. Okay. But this song, Playing Underneath My Voice right now, is the same one at the intro. Is a song that I found on a fucking like Mexican cumbia CD. I went to Mexico like 10 years ago. I bought like all these CDs. And these CDs, you know, they have like 7,000 songs on all of them. And I was just kind of, when I started editing this season, I started looking through that CD and I found this song. It fucking slaps. And it's a remix of a Ricardo Suntaxi. I don't know how to say it. Suntaxi. Never heard of this guy. Ricardo Suntaxi is an Ecuadorian artist, I believe from like the 80s and 90s. This is like the Mexican version of his song, Vendo Amores. Okay, so I'll end the episode playing the original Ricardo Suntaxi. I have no copyright. I don't know what's going on. We will probably get deleted very soon. So please enjoy this while you can. This song fucking slaps. Other than that, that's it, folks. We'll see y'all next week. We're almost to the middle of the season. It's going by quickly. These really do take a minute to produce, to shoot, to edit. So we appreciate the patience and we appreciate the support. And we'll see y'all next week. Plus.